Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Conflicting information this morning about the future of electric vehicles on American roads. And what's interesting about the conflict is it's coming essentially from the same source.
Okay. Go on.
You know, anytime we talk electric vehicles on the show, we get so many responses.
Yes.
A lot of perspective shared on our WTMJ talk and text line. A lot of folks who are devotees. They think this is the future. Some folks say, I'm not going that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they don't believe in it. Well, we reported on our show last month, electric vehicle sales across the board, across all automakers, are slowing. The market for EVs is cooling off. And I wanted you to hear from one of the key decision makers. Mary Barra is the CEO of General Motors. So that's Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, right?
You got
those
it.
Are the big
yep.
brands under the umbrella. NBC's Tom Costello is driving around with Mary Barra in a new all-electric Chevy Equinox.
You don't want us necessarily to be thinking of this as an EV, but rather as what? Just a good mid-sized SUV?
It's got a lot of pep, and it happens to be an EV that's got over 300 miles of range.
300?
Yes. And so that really, when you get over 300 miles, really people stop worrying about range. The range anxiety goes away.
Yeah, range anxiety, that's one of those terms that EV makers don't like to hear.
Right. Essentially running out of gas. How far can you drive before right. your battery dies?
Yeah. How far can I get on that charge? Where am I going to charge it?
Yeah.
Is part of
right.
this sort
and
of range anxiety.
How long is that going to take?
Yeah. Wisconsin is investing. We reported tens of millions of dollars. Now, it's federal money, but they're going to use that to build out our EV charging capacity over the coming years. So that's happening. But people are worried about that, a barrier for many of them to getting into EVs. So GM CEO says, if you can get past that 300 miles, you're good on that front. I'm not sure I agree that's the mark for me.
Hmm.
Is it 300? Is it 400?
I don't know. How many times are you driving the South Shore?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Where are you going?
So I think, too, it's more like, where can I charge it? All right, if it gets me 300 miles, how do I know in that 300 miles or 250 or whatever that there's a place for me to charge, and how long does it take? Nonetheless, other thing is cost. NBC's report says the average EV sells for about $50,000. GM thinks that number needs to be closer to $30,000 to $35,000, and that's their target. Not obviously like for a Cadillac, but for like a Chevy brand, for
right,
example.
Right.
This is a big purchase for consumers when they're buying a new vehicle. And so this is the largest segment in the globe is in that price range.
So, okay, she's onto something there. Still the charging stations. And do I need to install a special outlet in my garage and things like that?
But and what the length of time.
Yes. How long will it take? If you're on a long roadie, even if you find a charging station, do I have a spot there? And then how long to get
right.
back to a full
yeah.
charge? What about the politics? Democratic state of California still saying it plans to ban the sale of gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035. President Biden touting all electric as well. Republicans generally pushing back, saying they'd rather see the market decide. You want an EV? Go ahead and buy one. If you don't, don't. GM's Barra says the election will not change their direction.
We worked with the Trump administration. We've worked with the Biden administration. But the plan we're and the strategy that we're executing is one that we think is right for the long term.
Bottom line, GM is still putting the gas pedal down or the accelerator down on EVs.
Absolutely. We're going to give customers choice.
What did you hear there? We're going to
give customers the choice.
So that sounds like, okay, we're not going to quit doing gasoline-powered internal combustion engine cars and trucks. We're going to keep doing the electric thing, yes, but we're going to keep offering this choice, right? So here's where the conflicting information comes in. Listen to how Costello at NBC wraps up his report.
6 years ago, Barra said GM would stop selling gas-powered engines by the mid-2030s. She now says the EV transition will take time. But listen, General Motors reached out to us to say the company is still, in fact, committed to going all electric by 2035, 11 years from now.
So which is it? Are you giving customers a choice, or are you going to quit making gas-powered cars and trucks in a few years?
Well, maybe they're just going to let the market decide.
I think what you're seeing here is she's hedging her bets. And I think GM and any of those other folks would be wise to do so. I'm kind of agnostic on it. I'm curious about it. I think it's a great technology and would like to do it, but I'm not quite there yet for the issues that we listed. But 2035 is not the future. It's like tomorrow. You know, we're inside a decade here, and you can feel the concern from companies, the answer to their shareholders. They got to sell cars, right?
Right.
And so are they sure? Is the future of vehicle travel EVs, or is the consumer not ultimately going to buy in? Got to wait before going all in. 727 on Wisconsin's Morning News.